All information contained in this podcast is general in nature and does not consider your individual circumstances. You should consider the appropriateness of this information with regards to your individual objectives, financial situation, and needs. Welcome to Sharing More Than the Sheets, a podcast to help you and your partner make better financial and lifestyle decisions so that you can both focus on the things that you love. I'm your host, Michael Curry, financial planner, green thumb, husband, and just dad. This segment is called Michael's Magic Moment. It's my opportunity to play a little snippet from one of our previous episodes, which resonated with our listeners, that I received feedback from, or I felt really had an impact on some people's lives. Hope you enjoy. So this week, we go back to an episode where I actually give my economics teacher in high school a shout out, Mrs. Cowper. I don't think she's actually realized. Actually, I can almost guarantee she hasn't realized because I highly doubt she listens to the show. But I gave her a shout out because she taught us about something called opportunity cost. And it's stuck in my mind since then. And I'm not perfect at it, but when it comes to making decisions in life, in this episode, I really outline the importance of thinking about your opportunity cost and thinking, okay, is this worth doing? Is this a worthwhile activity? You know, whether it's something at work or something personally or financially, but just asking yourself that question. And in this episode, I really get into some examples when just in our day-to-day lives where we will literally just not even think about opportunity costs and just do things because we just think we should do them or because we want to do them. And sometimes we realize, hey, you know what? That probably wasn't such a good idea. And sometimes we don't. You might have a friend or family member that needs to listen to this episode. Someone that you know makes decisions regularly, which you know are not the best decisions because you feel like that person, you know, that there is a better use of their time or there's something else they could have done instead and maybe had paid someone to do that particular thing for them. So let's go back to that episode. And I hope that you can learn a thing or two about opportunity cost. Now, when it comes to decision making, or even when it comes to assessing your current situation, it is very important to understand opportunity cost and to be aware of it. As an example, work, employment. If somebody is in a job that is paying them an average income, and that person has the potential to be earning twice as much, then their opportunity cost is quite significant because that person could be earning twice as much income for a job that they are more than capable of doing. Another example, and I see this many times, is somebody will have a business. A client will have a business and their business, it's okay, it's making money, but they could be making probably the same income working for someone. And in this situation, to me, the opportunity cost is the fact that this person could be earning the same income as an employee and not have all that extra stress. They could be spending all this extra time with their family. They could be spending all this extra time surfing or doing the things that they enjoy doing. Yet they choose to go for option A. Now, it isn't always about the money. Some people choose to have a business for lifestyle or they choose to work in a job because they like their employees and the environment or the location of their job. So money shouldn't be the main determining factor when looking at these things. But I just wanted to highlight these two examples because I do see it a lot. And I usually have to remind my clients of it or people that I meet, potential clients, even when I talk to them for the first time. I like to point these things out because over time we can get so used to something, we sort of forget what's out there. We feel like we can't do better or we don't deserve better or we shouldn't be in something better or that there isn't anything better. So it's always very important to be assessing this particular factor when it comes to work or having a business. The second one is health. Now, from a health perspective, you can choose to spend your weekends chilling on a couch all day, eating junk food, watching TV, or you can choose to eat healthy food and exercise, for example, or do something physical outside and socialize with other people. Now, there's a very significant opportunity cost, in my opinion, if you chose to just sit on the couch all day and do nothing but eat junk food, because there is the potential to be doing something that's a lot healthier for your body and something that is going to benefit you a lot more in the long run. There's a much bigger benefit. And by choosing option A of just chilling on the couch and eating junk food all day, you're missing out on that potential opportunity to be healthier. Now, again, it's easier said than done. And I'm not saying you should never sit on the couch and eat junk food, but I'm just trying to highlight that point. And this is important because, again, finances and health, and I've said this before, but finances and health, in my opinion, are two of the biggest issues that people neglect in their lives. And I know this because people are busy. People like to procrastinate. We, I should say, me included, like to procrastinate. We are busy. We have things that pop up in our lives. And we sometimes tend to focus on, you know, we tend to not focus on the big picture and not to look at these particular issues that we should be worrying about. The third one is money. So again, when I talk to clients and they have savings, for example, and they want to know what to do with those savings, there are many different options. But just as an example, option A could be leave money in the bank and let it just sit there. Option B could be invest that money. And there is a significant opportunity cost in this situation. Now, this is assuming the investments produce profit and that your investments grow. And there's never a guarantee of that, of course, because nobody can control the markets and nobody has a crystal ball. But just assuming that there is growth and option B was to invest the money in a particular investment option, we'll say, where that money would have grown. And option A is leave the money in the bank. You can see the opportunity cost in that situation as well, because option A, you're essentially making no money. Option B, if you are making money, there's a cost, there's an opportunity cost that you're missing out on. And I know this is common sense. However, it is a point that I'm regularly reminding my clients about as well, because when it comes to money, we make decisions based on what we emotionally feel is right. And sometimes that isn't the most logical decision. And sometimes we completely disregard opportunity cost. And we just think about what makes us happy, what makes us comfortable. Now, you should always make decisions that make you feel comfortable, but it is also important to think outside the box, to consider opportunity cost. Thanks for joining us on Sharing More Than the Sheets. Please make sure you subscribe to be updated with future episode releases, and feel free to share this episode with any friends or family that you think it might benefit. Please visit us at sharingmorethanthesheets.com.au to submit questions or requests for future podcast topics. These podcasts have been brought to you by Better Financial Planning Australia. To book a 15-minute phone chat, visit betterfinancialplanning.com.au.